You know, one of the greatest salvations of flying nowadays is having some place to wait, because there's always delays. You got to get there early. And as we talked about a year and a half ago, I was so pleasantly surprised to find that the people that run Priority Pass were based right here in North Texas and have been for a long time, and are run by the lady who used to run all the Admirals clubs for American Airlines. Nancy Knepp is president of Airport Dimensions for the American. She joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Well, great to be back.
So the last time you were here, you were the senior vice president of Airport Lounge Development. So obviously you've changed companies, mm-hmm. and you've had a change in rank.
Right. Well, I have stayed in the same company. We've just changed our name and our brand. So we went from Airport Lounge Development, which our focus was 100% on building and operating shared lounges, shared use lounges, to Airport Dimensions. And Airport Dimensions is an exciting new path that we're going on to really go into different experiences at the airport.
Well, let me digress a minute to be sure the audience is with us, because sure. there are a lot of names being floated out mm-hmm. right here. Again, I was talking about Priority Pass, which is the sort of overall omnibus card where you get you into an airport club anywhere you are. You operate those ones that you pass by or maybe visit called The Club.
The Club, that's
and
correct.
And you're in, what, 20 airports?
We're in 20. We have 20 locations now. In fact, we opened our 20th one yesterday in Buffalo, New York.
So what but under Priority Pass, if I have a Priority Pass card, mm-hmm. which I get through like American Express or something like that, mm-hmm. then I can go to, what, 1,000 clubs?
Oh, 2,000, a couple thousand clubs, actually, around the world. Priority Pass and Airport Dimensions now are both owned by the same parent company. So Priority Pass is our sister company, and so we build lounges to support the Priority Pass network.
And you build, and you're building more of?
More constantly. In fact, like I said, we opened our 20th yesterday. We've got a 21st lounge in Gatwick, so we'll have four lounges in the UK, and then we're going to be opening another one in New Orleans the first of the year.
So where does the initiative come from? Whether it's Buffalo or New Orleans, do the airport owners say, you know, we need the status of a club, we need something where people, could you come down and what kind of deal would you make us? Or do you go to the airport?
A little bit of both, David. And really what drives it for us is, where do the Priority Pass customers need a lounge? You know, we look at the Priority Pass network and go, okay, there's a gap in Dallas. There's no lounge in Dallas, so there's a gap in San Jose. So then we will talk, first of all, we'll talk to the airport and say, hey, this is the reason you need this shared use lounge. Here's the value it's going to bring. And then generally the airports will go out for a proposal. They won't just automatically give it to us. We have to go through an RFP process. But our first focus is, where are there gaps in that Priority Pass network where there is not a lounge available to them?
Is this a crowded field? Are there a lot of companies that do it? Because I'm not aware of a lot of companies that
Well, it's not, I wouldn't call it crowded. It's getting more. When we first started, you know, 10 years ago or so, there were really no one else in the U.S., but now there's probably about three companies, including ours, that are really focused on getting into this shared use lounge. But we're still the leader. We're still the number one.
Yeah, I mean, 20 years, like I said, it was 20 years ago, I don't know, I guess before 9/11, people didn't need this. I mean, it was kind of a luxury, you know, to maybe escape for a few minutes or have a drink or get your shoes shined or whatever it is. But it's become really a necessity. And we're watching, and airports are getting more involved with this. They're putting in gaming places and more restaurants and that sort of thing.
That's exactly right. Well, it is a necessity now because people want to do work when they get to the airport. They, you know, rest or relax or take their kids. And so it truly is. And that's where we've come in to really try to bring those lounges. But what's fun, like I said, we've changed. We were focused on airport lounges only, and we still are. That's our key primarily product, but we're going to be growing into other programs.
So the new name,
Airport Dimensions. We're going into new dimensions.
Like what?
Things like, you mentioned gaming, esports gaming.
Right.
Those, we're developing a concept with a partner that we hope to launch very soon to have a combination lounge esports opportunity for, well, maybe not people our age might not do that. I don't know if you do gaming or not, David. Maybe you do. But
no, but I tell you, you know, what I've learned is that, and we've learned really from talking to the people at GameStop over the years, is kids start out as gamers, but then they never stop.
Right. Exactly. So
you've got a generation coming up right behind me.
Right, exactly. And that's when they're traveling, they want to enjoy that. Or what we find, people are traveling so much with their families now. So you're traveling with your families. You've got some kids with you that want to go and do some, you know, online esports gaming. You want to have a place where you can do work. Maybe you can grab a drink and something to eat while they're doing that. So our focus is on where are we going to be in the future? You know, we want to continue to build lounges, but we know, like you just said, 4 or 5 years from now, or even the next few years, the travelers are going to want new experiences. So that's part of it. We're talking on a couple of fronts to some companies that create what are called sleep boxes or sleep cabins. So a place that, you know, where you've got a long layover, or, you know, there's a problem for the with the flight schedule, you want a place to just go rest and have some privacy. So we're talking to a partner about that as well. So we're going into a whole different dimension, if you will. I keep saying that, but it's so true. A whole different dimension of experiences at the airport, from gaming to sleep boxes to maybe golf lounges where you can practice your putting while you're there. You know, we're looking to see the lounges will always be something people want, but they want to do a little bit more when they're in the airport. And airports want that.
And I guess we're never going to go back to the thing where I can run out and hop on an airplane, you know, that's leaving 10 minutes from now.
No, that's, you're still going to, there's going to be the security issue is going to be there. We all know that. That's just a way of life now. So that means that obviously sometimes it's unexpected how long it's going to take you to get through that. You get into the airport, and as you said, airports are adding higher level restaurants, higher level retail, but they're also looking to say, look, how can we accommodate those credit card customers? As you said, you know, American Express, Visa, MasterCard, Chase, all of those customers, if you've got one of those in your pocket, you probably have access to Priority Pass.
Priority Pass is a perk for all of those?
Yes, you just have to call them. I'm sure you've got one in your pocket. And so that customer base is growing. We have, yes, we've grown locations since we talked last time a couple of years ago. We've gone from about 14 to 20, which we have 20 now, 21 in the next few days.
And these are all labeled the club?
The club, yep, exactly. And so, but we're guest experience, the guest volumes. We've had a 200% growth in guests in the last 3 years.
How do you happen to be based here? I mean, you're here, and you know, in your experience with the Admirals Club, is that why the company's based here?
Well, no, actually, the gentleman who originally started growing Priority Pass in the United States was based here. He has since retired now, but a gentleman by the name of Terry Evans, he lived here for years and years. So that's how it all started, was starting out the Priority Pass based here. And then as the company added companies like ours, they just continued to grow. We're actually based up in Plano, up near Shops of Legacy.
Well, you need to concentrate on Love Field. That is a gaping hole out there.
Well, if I can put a plug out there, yes, sir, we would love to have a lounge at Love Field.
And I mean, Whataburger does well there. So.
Yeah. Well, they're increasing. They're doing better with the retail out there, I'll say that. But they really could use a lounge. People demand it. We hear it all the time. So,
and yep. A few more at Love Field. I mean, at DFW. So Americans got what? Three or four?
Four. They've got four now. Admirals Club. We actually opened, since the last time we talked, we have opened a new lounge at DFW. It's in the D Concourse. And so that lounge has gone over really well. We're looking to hopefully expand it to a larger, you know, add more space to it, because it is in high demand.
Well, keep up the good work, because like I say, unfortunately, we really need you.
Well, we like that. That's good job security for all of us.
I guess that's right.
Seriously.
All right, now the president of Airport Dimensions for the Americas, Nancy Knepp. It's good to have you with us.
I enjoy being back. Just watch this space, because Airport Dimensions is going to continue to evolve into new things.
Well, we will keep checking on you. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.